We apologize. Not everyone was here last week. We were thrown off with the night. We are the Gemara was had a major machlokas about what the Kriyas HaTorah was for Shkolim. It was a very strange machlokas. Yehuda and I learned together that either is it the beginning of Kitisa, which is the word shekel actually appears there, or is it the portion of the Torah that alludes to the chiyuv that there must be a shekel that's brought to pay for the korbanos from, and that is the Zos Olas Chodesh Bechodesho, which is the same Kriyas HaTorah for Rosh Chodesh. So that is a major machloikas between Rav and Shmuel, and the proofs went back and forth as to exactly how we paskin over there. And then that led us into a discussion about the two times a year where you could have three Sifrei Torah. That's Rosh Chodesh, Shkolim, and Shabbos. Excuse me. Or
No longer terrifies me. Sorry.
I'd have to leave, no? That'd be it.
Since
Add
Rosh
a bit
Chodesh,
of flinch.
it's Shkolim on Shabbos, Chodesh on Shabbos, and Chanukah.
And Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh
Shabbos, Chanukah,
Chodesh.
with Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, so those are the two times we could have three Sifrei Torah. So that's where the Gemara is coming off of. And now we are up to Itmar.
Where are you in Kaftan Amud Bet?
We're in Chavtesim Abayis. I put on the WhatsApp, I put the wrong with that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Itmar Rosh Chodesh. Actually, the word Itmar appears twice in a row. It's not a typo. Itmar Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechal Yisbechol. Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechal Yisbechol. So why is that? Why do we need to know about, I don't know, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz that falls out on the Chol? Also, no.
No, that's
So Rosh
Hanukkah.
Chodesh, great. So since it's Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh during the week, what do you do? Rosh Chodesh, Teves, Shechal, this is very exciting. This is all practical. This is all like, what do we do on these days? How do we do it? What's the principles behind very practical halacha l'maaseh things that we do year in, year out? So what's the halacha here? Amar Rav Yitzchak, Karu Tzlasa b'Rosh Chodesh, V'chad b'Chanukah. The first, actually, let's do this outside first. You tell me. You have Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah coincide. They collide. What's the main leaning, and what's like the secondary leaning? What do you lean first, and what do you lean second?
That those two are a different question.
I know. So
If
it depends on what I'm asking. What do you think instinctively should
not your
go?
favorite.
What should go prime? What should be prime, and what should be second?
Prime is not the right word. It's which is first and which is second.
Okay, so which is first?
Tadir
So what would you say there?
Rosh Chodesh is tadir.
Rosh Chodesh is Tadir.
Yeah.
Why? Because it happens 12
You
times a
have
year.
12 times a year.
And Chanukah is
Once a year.
once a year. So Rosh Chodesh should be laid first,
Yeah.
and then Chanukah second. Anyone want to disagree with respectfully?
No,
What? We do. So what's.
we don't.
No,
no, we blame Rosh
You're
Chodesh
right. We do.
first.
Yeah.
I
What would
got
be
it.
the reason? What would be the reason? Brian, what do you think?
Why Chanukah
Yeah, why Chanukah first?
first? Is it better time?
What's the story? It's going to be a machlokas. So you're siding with one major Amora here.
Well, I mean, I know the principle. The principle is whatever is more often takes precedence. That's the principle.
So can you argue on Adam's logic here? Adam said, Tadir Shana Tadir, Rosh Chodesh happens more often than Chanukah.
Is
Well,
every day doing
so I'll tie this into a different
so
machlokas.
finish the
What?
so maybe Rosh Chodesh is in the footage because that's enough
Rosh
sense.
Chodesh is more kodesh, therefore it should go
So
first.
it's your silver, yeah.
She still has to go first. The Rambam has a suffix, whether something's more tadir and something's more kadosh. What goes first? It's a Gemara in Tzvachim. The one parak in Tzvachim is called Kol HaTadir, which just deals with these issues regarding korbanos that have to come at the same time, which goes first, tadir. Let's say it's tadir versus mekudesh. The Gemara has a question, spends about an amud on it, and doesn't answer it. The Rambam says, toss up. Whatever you think should go first. Either one's good. Like equal. Kadosh versus Tavir. Now, the Gemara has a machlokas in Masechus Brachos about the following. Every single Friday night, I have to make 2 brachos on Kiddush. I have to make a Hagafen and a Mekadosh Shabbos. What goes first, what goes second? So the machlokas Beisila Beishamah. Beisila says Gafen and then Shabbos. Why? Gafen is Tadir Shino Tadir. So Gafen's Tadir, that goes first, and then Mikhaya Shabbos is not Tadir, it's once a week. Good. What's Beishamai Svara? What's Beishamai Svara that they say that Mikhaya Shabbos goes first? So they
Shabbos is more Kodesh than the
what?
Shabbos is more Kodesh than the grape juice?
It's not the reason.
Shabbos is what.
Debbie, your computer is on low volume.
Is what makes the kiddush necessary.
There you go. Debbie's right. So, kiddush. Shabbos is what makes the guffin necessary. What causes the guffin to even be required on Friday night? It's Shabbos. So therefore, Beishamai says it's Gorim. Shabbos is Gorim the Guffin. Since it's Shabbos is Gorim the Guffin, right? So Mekadosh Shabbos goes first, and then you make a Guffin. So now look at the Gemara here. The Gemara is not going to put this together necessarily, but this is just... I lost it already. So... it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I think. It's Mar. Rosh Chodesh, Tevesh, Chalas, Mishchol, Amar, Yitzhak, Karut, Tzvasa, Rosh Chodesh. Vechad, Vechanukah. Rosh Chodesh, first, that's what Adam said. And then Chanukah. Rav Dimi, Dimin, Chaifa, Amar, Karut, Tzvasa, Vechanukah. Chad, Rosh Chodesh, that was Brian. Amar, Mani, Kavas, Yitzhak, Nafcha, Mistabra. Or Mani says, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha makes more sense. Why? Therefore, what should go first? Rosh Chodesh should go first. Amar v'Avin, Kavasi d'Ravdi Mistabra, Migarim l'Ravi Shiavo, Rosh Chodesh. Why in the world would you have a fourth Aliyah today? Rosh Chodesh gets 4 Aliyahs, Chanukah doesn't. So therefore, the fourth Aliyah should be Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, Chanukah should go first. So this sounds like the world of Shammai. Right? This is like, Migorim L'Yayin Shiyavo. I think that's the language in the Mishnah or the Gemara.
What causes the event to occur?
Let's ignore right now, overlook Tadir, because we want to place things in their proper place in terms of to understand where they're coming from. So why would you make Chanukah the fourth Aliyah if we never have 4 Aliyahs on a weekday minyan for Chanukah? That's the logic behind it. Makes sense.
Good. Makes some more sense in a way than Tadir and Tadir. So it happens to be that one thing is we do more often, but right now in front of us is...
But you have 4 Aliyahs. It doesn't say what you have to read in those Aliyahs.
Sure.
Right, so maybe that's part of this issue also. Is it significant in terms of what's exactly said, kind of what's said in the Aliyah itself? By Mikri. Period. My heavy Allah. What's the psak? The language now is going to be very strange. I'm curious if any of the footnotes here say anything on this language. My havi Allah, how do we pass him? Rav Yosef Amar, Ein Mashkichen, Berosh Chodesh. We don't pay attention to Rosh Chodesh. It's like a very funny language.
So we don't concern ourselves with Rosh Chodesh.
Meaning, Chanukah should go first, right?
Primary reading is that of Chanukah, hence it should come first and be more substantial than the Rosh Chodesh reading.
So you would think like it should be said in the positive.
Yeah.
Rabba Amar Emashkichin b'Chanukah. The Hilchasa Emashkichin b'Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh Ikra. Rosh Chodesh is the Iker, and Rosh Chodesh is recited first, followed by Chanukah as the final Aliyah. Amar Mani Kabasi Rav Yitzchak Nafka Mistabra, the Tadim Shein Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Amar, sorry, period. Good. That is the end of that Sugya over here. So Itzmar, that's like topic number one. That's, again, you see this machlokes throughout a lot of halacha in terms of tadir versus mekudash versus everything else. It comes up this time of year, what do you do with Shema versus Birchas Hamazon? Friday night, you made Shabbos early. We're all here, early Shabbos people. So make Shabbos early. And to say Shema, you say Birchas Hamazon. So most likely you should finish your meal after nightfall. So if you finish your meal after nightfall and you have to say Shema, which one goes first there? What do you do? So there the Shaila is, what is Tadir? Is Shema more Tadir or is Birchas Hamazon more Tadir?
Add up one more time, say Shema.
Actually, they're both two, because the Gemara always assumes that you have two meals per day, and you say Kriya Shema twice per day.
I can make 100 meals a day.
But
I can have a hot dog every hour with in a bun.
Based on your own eating habits, or is there some baseline of two meals a day?
So the story to say that Shema is more Tadir is that it must be done every day.
But you don't have to eat bread at any given.
Right, versus bread, it's, no, when I eat bread, I have to wash. Even though Chazal gives us a diet, and the diet is to wash twice a day, I don't know if they knew about carbs. But they say, I don't know. That was very common back then. Unclear. So that's a big discussion. And generally, the minhag is, I think, to wash to bench first and then to say Shema after that. It is a discussion. Shagas Aryeh has a whole long arichas about this. Part of the reason is what they quote is a Rashbam in Seches Pesachim. The Rashbam in Pesachim adds in another factor. When you washed, right, the chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon already kicked in. Right after you ate your bread, so the chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon came in when it was already light outside. And the chiyuv of Shema came in later. So which chiyuv kicked in first? So your chiyuv for Birchas Hamazon entered.
I never really thought about that concept, like your obligation to open your over. Even though you're chayav to do it, but you don't have to do it until you finish eating, but if he have just triggered the moment, you made a hamotzi. Even though it's like three in different time periods.
Yeah, that's the way some say. That's the way that, based on a Rashbam. Based on a Rashbam, that's the way it's said. Maybe that's an extra factor on that side. Also, it's time dependent. Meaning, Birchas Hamazon is, you're limited, 72 minutes, maybe. I once asked Rabbi Bleich this question. I asked Rabbi Bleich a question that sounds so simple, but really complicated answers. There are two questions that I asked him, and like I was more confused after I left. No idea what he said. So I remember, like, we're the base medrash. My chavrusa washed at the beginning of the chavrusa. It was like we had a chavrusa during lunch. And then it was like an hour and a half later, and like, he's like, I forgot the bench. Like, what I like, 72 minutes, but he's like, I'm full. So is sheer equal, is it objective or subjective? I don't even know what he said. I have to be honest. I asked him another question. The second, I was giving a sheer, actually my first year in the shul, I gave a sheer on, actually no, I gave it here, but I gave it first. I remember, you remember your first sheer, and you prepared well, you remember those. So I gave a sheer about being a spy in halacha. Can you violate the big three? Like working from Mazat. I gave this share actually in the fight in the youngest of Budmir on Shavuos night. So I went over to Shachter, I asked him this question, and then I went to Rabbi Bleich. And I was curious as to how they would look at this Shaila. So Rav Shachter is like, he's like, when the Jews are in a state of war, then if you're in a state of war, then there are heterim that don't apply during the normal year. So during the normal life, the big three apply. The big three, you got to kill, got to yareg vayavor. But when it comes to a state of war, it's yavor vayavor, you can violate the big three. So he says, Shachter says, if you're mashug enough to be a spy, then be a spy. That was his answer. You know, as he said, and he said, he has a chiddush, he says, the Jewish people since 1948 till now, always in a state of war. We never left. That's we're always on the brink of war. And if we're always on the brink of war, that means we're always at war. And any piece of information that we can have can save thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of lives. Therefore, he thinks that we're always in a state of war in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Mossad could do whatever they need to do in order to get information. And we don't know what information is important or not. Rabbi Bleich was like, you have to understand the definition of war. It's like, you have to read my article from 1982 on the Lebanon War, and then go from there and read this one and sort of this one. Okay. Okay, so now let's continue. The next sugya is Itzmar. Chalios b'va'ata t'tzava. Now we're back to Shkolim. It's Parsha Shkolim. It's first of the Dalai Parshios. What? Mishpatim. I think Mishpatim. In your non-leap year, I think the go-to is Mishpatim. Because you see, this tricky part is not usually relevant. But again, the Gemara didn't have such a set calendar. They did finish the Torah once a year, but you know, there's certain rules that we'll see mitigated that process, but it wasn't as almost set as ours is today. Vat ata tetzaveh was shkalim. Amar Yitzchak Nafka. Karu shisa neviata tetzaveh. You finished tetzaveh in six aliyas. Ad kitisa. Vechad michitisa ad veasisa. And the shvi is shkalim. Okay? Because of the convenience factor. Since you don't have to get another Sefer Torah, you could just go from one to the next. Six from one, one for the next.
Instead of taking out three Sefer Torah, could we just use the Tetzaveh, that Sefer twice? Because it's basically partial Shavuot.
If anything, it's like moving back one or moving forward one. It's not, what was his answer? No, the answer is no. You need to give a reason? No, so that's going to be our sugya here. Amar Abaye. Abaye says no. Amri okume hu deka mokmu hasam. So what does he say? You can't do that. Why can't you do that? It's not recognizable that you read from Shkalim. It just looks like you're continuing on in the Torah. If you do that,
even if you clap on the bima and say,
somebody was sleeping, like, oh, they read seven aliyahs. Like, what? There's no special thing for this. Rashi writes, "Ein hadavar nikar l'shem parsha shkalim." And the sabri shlomi yistayim parsha of the atzat tetzava ad kan. You're like, oh, that's where tetzava ends. Especially back then, who knows if they had a chumash?
Right.
They never know. Open verse. There was no stone chumash. There was no. It's probably nothing.
Should be home after, and there was no.
I don't even know what they had. Nothing. They had, listen. Yeah. Elam Rabbi Karshisa Me'ata Tetzave V'ad Ad V'asisa. So you read six aliyahs through the Rishon of Kitisa. You do go through Kitisa. V'chad tani v'kari mikitisa v'arasisa. And then the seventh aliyah, you repeat the first aliyah of Kitisa. And by repeating it, you are showing that this is something unique. Right? And that's the way you're, why are we repeating this? Didn't we just say these words? So you're repeating and that's showing that this is unique. Apparently, you pass it this way, but again, this is not something that really does come up halach l'maisa over here. Meisivin. Chalios b'parsha smucha la Rosh Chodesh Adar, right? Meisivin. We saw this last week also, this brisa. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out smucha in the parsha next to Kitisa, Bein milafaneha, bein leachareha, whether it's right before Kitisa, minus tetzave, words vayakel, korinosa, the koflinosa. You read it, and you read it again. So Bishlama Labaye Nicha. According to Abaye, this makes sense. What does it mean? You double, you read it again. It's this order. You read six, which includes the first, and then you read the first again. El Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka Kasha, what does it mean according to Yitzchak Nafka that you read the, you read something again? Like according to him, there's no again here. So Amar Lacha Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka Vidla Abaye Minicha. According to Abaye, does this make sense? Teinach Lefenecha, this only works if you're reading from Titzave beforehand. V'acharecha Heichi Mishtachasla. How would this fall out according to Abaye if it's Parshas Vayakel? This wouldn't work. What it means is you read it twice on the Shabbos. Meaning you read it, Rashi says, what does it mean? It's read this Shabbos, last Shabbos, and it's read this Shabbos. So he's the risk now. Whether according to me or according to you, it just means you double the parsha. You read it this time, you read it next time. Last week in Kitisa and this week in Vayakel, you're going to read it again, and it's good according to everyone. Next kasha, Chalios.
Wait, so I'm confused. When it says you read six, they didn't do the double parshas as a maktu. They did it as one of the seven kruim.
Yeah. So is this like what they did, or is this unique because it's the Tisava?
It's an interesting comment.
Yeah, what does he say?
Well, the weekly portion actually ends six verses earlier. These verses are added to the weekly portion so that they may be repeated as highlight in the role of the portion of Shkelem. It's unusual to repeat verses in the manner suggested by Abaye. In Talmudic times, the weekly portion was divided on seven or eight people, the last of whom read the Haftorah. For the reader, even the Mafra, to read again a passage which already been read was unusual. Moreover, the procedure suggested by Abaye would be unusual, even according to the custom practice in the post-Talmudic era, that a regular Shabbos and Mafra repeats a passage that already been read. According to the present custom, seven people read the Shabbos portion, and only the eighth who repeats it and then reads the Haftorah. But for only six people to read the weekly portion, the seventh million to repeat the concluding verse is highly unusual, and this highlights the fact that the repetition constituted a special Shkolim reading.
Because why? Wait, why? Because the same person is getting all the advice.
Right, it's not normal in our times or post Gemara to read six and then repeat seven.
Right.
That repetition lets people know that it's within Shkolim, not.
No, actually, the Rambam.
I think this is related to the issue that we had last year with the Aliyahs.
Kol Rosh Chodesh Adar b'Shabbat, the Parshat Atat Tetzaveh, Karin Shishav Atat Tetzaveh Adrasita Kior Nechoshet, that is the beginning of Kedisa.
So Rambam's adding in a detail here that the Gemara doesn't say.
Yeah.
That is Rosh Chodesh also.
Vashvi Chosev V'Kar Meirosh Ad Ki Meirok
Right, so the Meiri over here writes that Bismaneno, we have two Sifrei Torah, so it's a different story. You know, he writes, Meiri writes, Asher Bismaneno, no hagin mahotzi shnei Sifrei Torah, korim shisha batzat sava shvi v'kitisa, v'hotzas ha-sefer ha-nosaf hu ha-heker l'kol, shemachmas kriyas parsha shkolim hu. That's one, right? So that's the second Sefer Torah. The implication is, though, is that this wasn't always the minhag. The minhag was, and it's unclear whether that was just the minhag or they only had one Torah in a shul.
Would it be surprising that they only had
it one? Wouldn't be surprising that people would only have one Torah in a shul. The Yeshua again lahosi Sefer Torah achas, the Koran Shiva viata tesave, and then you say Kaddish and then you say Maftir. You only need to say Kaddish and Maftir. You only say Kaddish and Maftir when it's a different Ola. But if it's the same person getting each of those Aliyos, then you wouldn't say a Maftir. Meaning if
there's a division of, you know, like setting a
right. So you could understand this whole Gemara in a time when no Maftir was read because it was the same person that got that read the whole Torah and Memela got all the Aliyos, either because they got each Aliyah or it was only you made a bracha before the first one, before after the end one. And when you did that, there was no Maftir. There was no Maftir in that case. That's like when we were reading last year. Parshas Korach was the first time we took out the Torahs last year for laning. So that, right, so this is related to those issues. Okay. Let's go on. Chalios b'kitisa atma. Let's say Parshas Shkalim falls out of kitisa. Uh-oh, so what do you do there? Right? This can't happen. Like, it doesn't happen these days. So Amar Zogin Afka, Karushita mi v'asisa ad v'yakel. Wow. You start at Levi. You start with Shani, in whatever we call Shani.
It's not Shani, but yeah, it's in the middle of the
Oh, right, so the first aliyahs are very long in Kitisa. Yeah.
Kitisa is like five, Shana is like five sukkim.
So you skip the first five, you go ve'asita ad vayakel, and then you go backwards. Then you roll back. So maskif la'abaye. Abaye says, I don't like this. Hashta amri lemafreyahu dekari. He says, people are going to say that we read backwards. And that's wrong. That's usher. That undoes your Kriyas Torah. If a Balkor reads Psukim out of order, he has to go back to the Makom that he left at. So this is not going to be good.
Right? You're not reading the first five Psukim of Kisisa for Kisisa. You're reading it first.
You're not reading, right, you're not reading the beginning.
That happens to be
Kisisa. Yeah. El Amar Bayi Karushita, including Ad Ve'akel, and Vechad Tani Vekari Kitisa Ve'arasisa. Tani Kavasi Dabayi Chalios Kitisa Atzma Koronosa Koflos. So you got to read those first six Sukkim first, and then read them again. Again, here the issue could be is like, what's the goal of Kriyas Torah? Is it like to read the whole Torah in order, or just to yotze and get just to check the boxes and to read everything? It doesn't make a difference necessarily.
You jump, you go do Aleph Gimel Hey, then do Dalet. You know,
like it just it's just like a general goal of the Tzibur to finish.
Regardless of how you,
because someone laying the wrong parsha, I don't know that could ever happen.
No story.
What?
I know a story. He laid the wrong. The birds were laying the wrong. He started Parsha's bow, but the end of Vayera, something kind of similar.
Yeah.
And he just went by heart, just reading it.
And no one realized.
Like only like towards the end of the at some point he just started tripping upon himself.
One day I laid.
But like they laid the wrong.
Normally Pesach, I laid one day because I was told to do the wrong thing. I laid
the Pesach every day is different.
Right, so I laid the wrong portion.
Anyone say that?
It was a whole
what?
It was a whole big mess because I was told by someone to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think we went back and just did it, and I think we went back and did it.
I know that when I got my Aliyah for Kitetz, I laid during the week first. That's like a good driver on Femini Marissa boy to lay on a Thursday or a Monday. The words ki teitze appear earlier in Shoftim.
You started the progress.
So I pointed to that one. I just saw ki teitze. So I pointed to that one. He made the brachos.
Right.
And I'm like, ki teitze la milchama.
That's fine because you can still see it.
So that's a halacha. That's a very important halacha. If the ola, I learned this halacha then. If the ola, kiss, you know, if you kiss your tits, you don't have to get to that, that's okay. But it's a very nice minute. So just now you have to make a new bracha. It's a bracha levatala. It's not the right parsha. So the Mishnah Berurah says,
the second you start learning the long pasuk and you realize you have to go back and
check. He made a bracha. If you could see if that other
it's the same
parsha column. Or next column, but it's open to that, you're good.
That's right.
It's a very important halacha. Where Shlomo Zalman Aruch said, there's three areas of halacha that a rabbi needs to know cold. Only three.
Manam?
No.
Oh.
Kriyas HaTorah, Refuah on Shabbos.
Okay.
Oh, what was the third? And wait, what did I say the first one was? Christor?
Christor or Refuah.
For Shabbos? Maybe just two. Maybe I'll get I think I it was. Why? Because those are like on the spot. Those are always in front of the whole shul, Kriyas HaTorah. I'm not saying I do. I got Rabbi Gershon's here, and we got people here, thank God. But that was his, and Refuah on Shabbos. So come see your door in the middle of the night. You know, it happens. What do you, that's right now. Can't wait, right? And you can't say, I need to get a safer off the shelf because sometimes someone's life is on the line. So what do you do? That was your show. Everyone needs to make a phone call.
And the end of Shul, I was just given the Haftarah of the Shul Yisrael language from the Tanakh. There's a paragraph, or there's a few paragraphs earlier that also start Shul Yisrael.
Yeah.
So you start with the wrong.
You told me to start here. Okay. One second. This does not sound like the
Imagine if you're a permissive boy, you know, like absolutely. I had my father's friend, the guy I opened up by era towards the end, something looking very similar, pointed. Yeah. The kid started leaning, like he started going to autopilot because, you know, even though you're not supposed to lean by heart, but every once a kid kind of like goes and starts all of a sudden he starts like panicking, like trying to find where it makes sense. Finally, someone realized they stopped and start all over again, you know, recover from something like that.
It's true. Okay.
This is not mature for me.
Yeah, I think we do. Chalios b'socha Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls during the week, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Magdimin l'Shabbos she'avra. So when the Mishnah told us that Shkalim, Parsha Shkalim, goes to the previous Shabbos, it goes already in Shvat. It goes to Shvat. Itmar Rosh Chodesh Adar Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Friday. Rav Amar Magdimin, you go backwards to Shvat. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin, you read it already on base Adar. Rav Amar Magdimin Dimkein Batsri Lu Yom Meshulchanos. Rav says you make it earlier. Why? Because you want enough days for people to exchange their money to give their money to the Beis Hamikdash. Shulchan is a money changer. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin Amar Lecha Sof Chamisa Sever Malei Shabta Mikla Shulchan is Lonavki Ad Chai B'Shabta. So in the end of the day, there's going to be Chamesar B'Malei Shabta Mikli. Chamesar Friday is also going to be the 15th of Adar. The Shulchanos Lo Mafki Ad Cha B'Shaba, and the Shulchanos. Shulchanos, what does that mean? They don't go out until Sunday. Chad B'Shaba, Shere Lo Motziim Shulchanos Be'er Shabbos. Ipnei Kavod Shabbos. And Kin Shuv Yoish Arva Asar Yom.
Why are these 14 days?
Well, Shulchanos Lo Yotu Mehamakom Ad Yom Rishon B'Shabbat. And then says she.
Oh, so they're going to stay there. Ah, the goal is that there should be 14 days of announcements where you can exchange your money. So according to Rav, he says, I need to get in as many days as possible. So I'm going to always be makdim to Shabbos beforehand. So Shmuel says, no, on a day, time like that, the Shulchanos are going to be in your city on Friday. They're not leaving on Friday. They're staying, and they're going to stay until Sunday. So you're still going to have 14 total days where they're, she says 15 total, where they're going to be present. They're going to leave a little bit later on those years. So Tafka, you can wait till Shabbos in order for them to come. Okay, we'll stop here for now. We'll go more through the sugya. These are fun sugyas. Again, halach lamaisa, all about all the principles that you know, drive a lot of our laning throughout the year. Have a great night. Shkoch, everyone.